This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
As we are joined right now by Mark Norman of SB Nation. And Mark, before I get into talking to you about the WBC and what's going on in Los Angeles right now, we just got finished talking about David Ross and his awesome dancing performance on Dancing with the Stars. I'm just joking. I'm not asking you about that. But what I am curious about, is the book that he does have coming out. I mean, is this going to make a good movie, or is this going to be something that we're going to see on like an ESPN, a Lifetime type thing?
Man, I really don't know. I was trying to figure that out when I saw they were doing that. My first reaction was like, yeah, they're doing that. But, I mean, you know, it depends on who's making it and, you know, how long it's in development hell and anything like that.
So, yeah.
Hey, you know, it could be entertaining. It could be something you notice at 1 o'clock in the morning, flip it through the channel sometime and don't even know that it had come out yet.
It's going to be one of those that it's like 1 a.m. you're going through and you're like, is this movie on it? Go Cubs Go. Is this on the movie channel? Like, this finally came out? Like, I had no idea. But okay, David Ross, he's dancing, he's on Dance with Stars. He's got a book coming out. The book's going to be awesome, but I don't know about the movie. But look, I'm telling you, and I don't know how you have felt about it as far as the whole tournament is concerned, but as far as these games in WBC wise, I mean, how exciting has these games been to somebody that, again, this is a niche thing that happens every 4 years?
Oh, I love it. You know, it's March baseball is just the worst.
Right.
We can all admit it is the dirt worst. It's, you know, the like initial luster of spring training starting is gone by the time March hits. And you're like, can they just make these games count? So just for that, the WBC is great. But, you know, getting all these international players, getting these teams, seeing players in these contexts, you don't usually see them. Getting to see like a 7 foot one guy from the Netherlands get to pitch. That
yes.
Stuff's awesome. Seeing everyone in kind of like a playoff atmosphere and having more fun than they might in a Major League Baseball game. You know, like the fun police are gone in this situation and it's just a whole different context and I wish more baseball was like it.
Seriously, think about me. This thing's going to end for the U.S. either tonight or tomorrow night, and then we're going to have about a week and a half, and then we start the regular season, and my first thought is I have a feeling at like this time next month, I'm going to be sitting here going, I miss the WBC.
Absolutely. You know, it's a really long baseball season, and sometimes, you know, as much as I love baseball, they're kind of their own worst enemy in that regard sometimes, because everything tends to be so same-ish for a while. WBC really helps cut into that.
So last night, this game between Puerto Rico and the Netherlands is looking at one part. We already knew how good Javier Baez was because he started to break out late towards the end of the season for the Chicago Cubs. But between him, between Manny Machado and Adam Jones, which one of those three players have truly made a name for themselves in this tournament?
Well, Jones was already pretty established. I'd say Baez, just kind of reminding everyone that it wasn't a one-time thing. You know, between the playoffs and the WBC, he's done such a great job of just really showing people that, like, yeah, he's a lot of fun, and he can make things that you consider pretty mundane fun. You know, avoiding that tag that Xander Bogaerts was applying to him is just a whole new wrinkle.
What are we going to see tonight for a pitcher in the U.S. and Tanner Roark? I mean, he's a reliever, isn't he? Like, why is he starting in this game?
Well, he's kind of bounced back and forth. He's had a couple of pretty good seasons as a starter. You know, you're never quite sure which version of him you're going to get. The U.S. team just, they got that lineup. It's a crazy lineup. Might be, it's the best lineup that they've ever put together. Might be one of the best lineups, like this kind of collection that we've ever seen in the history of baseball, but you know, the pitching's been good to this point. They can't seem to recruit pitchers the same way they recruit hitters. You know, maybe one of these times Clayton Kershaw decides he wants to be part of the WBC, but you know, Tanner Roark's, it's what they got because they can't use Danny Duffy right now, and they sent Chris Archer home. I guess we'll see.
What was the reason for the Chris Archer? Because, you know, he came out and says, you know, hey, I woke up to a text message after seeing the U.S. win saying that they weren't needing me. Is it the fact that it would be one of his off days in his pitching rotation? I mean, what was the reason for not wanting to bring somebody like Chris Archer back to pitch in the final?
I don't really know. They've made a few questionable decisions. Going to Eric Hosmer over Paul Goldschmidt worrying about like a platoon advantage when it involves Paul Goldschmidt, keeping Marcus Stroman in when it was clear he didn't have it. You know, Jim Leyland's been making a few questionable decisions, so you know this might be another one of them, or it might be something like that. I haven't checked the exact schedule for when he's going to throw again. The pitch counts make it all really funky in the spring.
And that's part of what now is you've gotten weird. You've had weird pitch counts. The way the WBC has been working out is either you're watching baseball at 5 a.m. or you're watching it at 11 p.m. depending on where you are. There's a lot of people that, you know, we'll talk about it on here and say, look, I promise you, this Japanese baseball team is fun. They're sound. But what is, for somebody that has never watched Japan play, especially during the WBC, what are they going to see tonight from this Japanese ball team?
They're going to see a team that can hit and can pitch and can field. And I mean, they're in the semifinals for a reason. And, you know, even with Puerto Rico being undefeated, Japan is too. It's kind of gone a little less noticed just because I think we're used to Japan dominating so much. You know, they're in this position. They don't even have their best player. You know, Itani is a two-way guy who's one of the best hitters in Japan and is their best pitcher. And they're doing that without him. It's just, they're a real good baseball team.
Explain the triple three, because I, you know, for us, we call it the triple crown. In Japan, they call it the triple three. Is he the one that has won back-to-back triple threes over in Japan?
Oh man, I don't think I can speak on that. I want to say something.
No, it's okay. And the reason why I ask is because my first thought is, you know, the way that I look at the WBC, and the reason why I ask the question is you have, and as we were watching it the other day, and I want to say that it was Japan versus Cuba, and it was over in the Tokyo Dome, and MLB Network kept showing all the scouts directly behind home plate. And my first thought is, there's a couple of Japanese ball players that are about to get paid in the offseason because of what they did in the WBC. I mean, is that going to be what we're looking at tonight? Is not only are you seeing Giancarlo Stanton, you're going to see Adam Jones, you're seeing all these U.S. players, but behind the field, you're going to have a bunch of scouts that are just drooling over this Japanese ball team.
Absolutely. The first real exposure that a lot of people had to Daisuke came in the World Baseball Classic. Same thing for you, Darvish. You know, it's just kind of a showcase. It's a place where you're able to see them. It works for Cuban players too. You know, just you couldn't go into Cuba and scout the same way that you can other places. So having them put on this kind of this international stage really gives teams an opportunity to think about, you know, things they're going to do in the long term. And teams are happy to spend a lot of money when they feel like they have some evidence to back up their ideas.
Mark Normanton is joining us right now from SB Nation, and it ended this way last night. It's ended this way in a couple of baseball games so far in the WBC. The 11th inning rule. I mean, it is something that baseball has talked about as far as adding one runner on, but in the WBC they're adding two players on. What do you think about the rule? I mean, it's getting it done. I mean, not many games are going past the 11th inning, but how do you feel about it?
I'm pretty sure this will be one of my least popular opinions in 2017, but I kind of wish they'd add it to the regular season for MLB. You know, the players keep saying in negotiations with the CBA, they want more time off.
Yeah.
Fewer games would be great. You know, they stop being worked so hard. They have a really crazy schedule. You play a late night game that goes into extra innings, and the next day you have to play at like 12 or 1, and then you have to get on a plane once that's over so you can fly three or four hours across the country. It's a lot. You do that, you know, for months and months on end. One way to cut into how much time they're playing would just be to have some kind of cutoff for extra inning rules. I mean, extra inning baseball is great, but I don't want to be up till 2 o'clock every night watching it.
Well, and that's where I ask the question. I don't think it's extremely unpopular. I think, like, even on the show, we've talked about it. I don't like getting the 11th inning. Like, I would be okay with if they went like into this sort of format in the 13th inning so that you're not going way too crazy into it. I don't know. Is the 11th inning the inning that you would be happy with, or would it be something better like a 12th or 13th inning?
I think the idea is probably to take care of the game before it gets too out of hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, save pitchers and all that sort of thing. So it might be a case of earlier being better. There might be a way to bump that to like the 12th and make that work more. Advertisers would be happy because they'd get more, you know, free ad time essentially.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something they should implement. In like the postseason, they have to play 25 innings in game 7 of the World Series. They have to play 25 innings. You know, I don't care about that. But in the regular season, you're playing 162 of these games. You know, just, it's okay. They can end the 11th or whatever.
So basically make it like hockey. Like, okay, look, in the postseason, you're playing this thing out. But in the regular season, we're going to go two men on first and second, let you guy bunt it across like he always does, and then we just go from there.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of saves everyone some time in the interim, and you don't make every single regular season game life or death. And you get some really fun moments out of it where teams squander this gift of having two guys on, and then the other team takes advantage. And, hey, maybe you'll still have some crazy battles in extra innings where the game takes 15 innings because for some reason no one can drive these runners in, and that's a different kind of exciting.
Well, and I did find it unique because I want to say that it was the Netherlands versus Japan that I want to say was the first time that the 11th inning rule was really seen in the WBC. Mm-hmm. And the Netherlands was the one that said, okay, we've got two guys on, but I've got a good hitter up. Screw it. I'm just going to swing away. And then Japan says, okay, well, that's fine by me. I'm just going to bunt one guy across. Look, we win.
It feels like a field day for people who like to argue about bunt strategy.
Yeah.
Like, is it worth giving up the out when you have these guys on? Should you play for one run? Because what if the other team drives in two runs, and then you've wasted your opportunity and the game's over? So, I'll give baseball fans more to argue about, which really, like, that's the whole point of baseball, isn't it?
It is, because you've got 162 games, and you're just wanting to sit there and try to figure out how you can make every game at least some sort of exciting. And my question is now, as we're wrapping up with Mark Normand, and as I joked about it before you came on, I was like, get some coffee, get a 5-hour energy drink, get something. I mean, it was Saturday night. We'd already had a full day of basketball going on, and me and who I call the future wife, my fiance, we're over at her family's house, and we're watching this game. We leave because it's midnight, and the game still had like 4 or 5 innings remaining. Why is it that baseball is choosing to start this game so late? I mean, that was a 9 o'clock first pitch. Tonight's an 8 o'clock first pitch. Last night was an 8 o'clock first pitch. I mean, seriously, it was midnight, and they were going into the 10th inning.
Well, you're pushing this as an international tournament.
Yeah.
And, game times are confusing enough in MLB, NBA, whatever, when, like, a West Coast team is involved in a finals championship.
Yeah.
So throw in, you don't want people from Japan to watch. You want people from all these other countries participating to watch. It really kind of just confuses the issue of what the right time is to make this game work.
And that's the reason why I think I asked you that question, because for me, I'm thinking about, your major markets inside the U.S. I'm thinking of your Bostons, your New York Cities, your Miamis. And, I mean, they're going, and this game didn't even start until 10 o'clock. I mean, most normal people are going to be asleep when that first pitch was happening last night.
Absolutely. It's a little strange, but, I think of all the the people in Japan trying to watch or whatever. What time is it in Japan when that game's on at 9, and they're like, that's happening in the middle of the workday. Why, I don't want that to happen.
It's everything. It's like us in the NCAA tournament. We've all got our computers pulled up. They're watching on whatever format, ESPN Deportes or MLB Network it is, and they're trying to be productive. But they're like, Team Japan is on, and they got their sticks, and they're hitting them inside the office.
Yeah, people who want to watch it, they're going to find a way. Yeah. And I think more and more people are going to want to watch it. Each time. Each WBC seems to be more fascinating than the last and kind of more of a must-watch. And, the more countries are competitive, we saw Israel really surprise people, for instance. And, Mexico, who you think of as someone who's pretty good at baseball, got bounced immediately again. They have to qualify again. It's a very competitive tournament.
Final question for you, Mark. As, again, I was sitting up, it was 12:30, and I'm like screaming silently when Adam Jones makes the catch. It's unbelievable seeing Giancarlo Stanton's hit. And to be honest, Petco Park was just amazing the other night. Is there a way, because Japanese baseball has this down, the chants during the entire game, everything, they make it so interactive throughout an entire regular season. Is there a way for America to start implementing some of that stuff to make the 162 more entertaining?
Man, I don't know. We seem to be pretty bad at that stuff. I think of all the chants in soccer in Europe. It's like, they're so organized. How do they do that? And you look at games in Japan, and everyone's wearing the same color in the stands, during a home game, and everyone's just so ready with their songs and their chanting. And it's like, yeah, we're too far gone. We can't figure that out.
Well, see, that's why I ask, because I'm sitting here and I equate it to like the Yankee roll call. Like, okay, look, the Yankee roll call already happens. You just have to make it for the entire game. Like, you've got it down for the first inning, but you basically have to make it for the rest. And like, the Braves right now, they're doing their traveling around the Southeast to try to get everybody ready for Braves baseball, and they've got the drum line and all that sort of stuff. I'm thinking the components are there. You just, how can we make it it better, where for me, I'm not going there and just kind of wanting to sit and casually talk like it's fever pitch, and I'm into it the same way that I am for a college basketball game or a college football game.
It probably is. Fans get younger in baseball, which is a, you know, completely separate discussion and concern for them. You know, that's probably the way, because you have younger generations are more into things like soccer and are used to that at sporting events. I think older generations are used to things being a certain way too, where you just kind of sit there and watch and cheer and clap as necessary. So probably time is the solution, as it is for many things.
That's awesome, man. Well, Mark, man, I appreciate you going on. Again, if you're like us, you're going to be having a late night staying up and watching this game. So, Mark, I appreciate it, man.
Of course, anytime.
Have a great one. That is Mark Normandy of SB Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at @Mark_Normandin. All you got to do is just go to my Twitter feed. I've got it pulled up right there as well. If you go to the Fallout 740, we tweeted it out right before the show. If you want to follow him, as he's going to be live tweeting the WBC tonight. USA versus Japan. Puerto Rico and the Netherlands happened last night. Puerto Rico ended up beating the Netherlands in 11th innings, just like what we talked about, and they're going to advance to their second consecutive finals as they play the Dominican Republic in 2013 at AT&T Stadium. Now they're going to be in LA, and they're going to be playing the winner of the U.S. and Japan. That first pitch is going to be happening tonight at 8 o'clock. As I'm sitting here rocking my Team USA hat, I'm all in, man. I am all in. I'm going to be dead tired tomorrow, but I'm not missing a pitch of the WBC coming up later on tonight.
Your city, your station, your voice. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740.